Moving Iron Podcast is proud to be part of the Global Ag Network. The network is live, so check out globalagnetwork.com for more details and updates. Now on to the show.
Moving Iron in the 21st century. Hardworking people working hard for you and me. Moving Iron time and time again.
Hello and welcome to Moving Iron Podcast Market Rundown. I got Chip Nellinger on here, and I wanted to get him on today because the market's kind of took off for more of a reason than just because. Looks like Ambassador Lighthouser or Negotiator Lighthouser or whatever you want to, what title or his title is. He had some congressional testimony today that kind of drew the markets up. So, Chip, why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so we thought, Casey, maybe we should do a special midweek report because wheat was actually higher on the day.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, it's been a dollar ago since wheat was higher. So it feels like anyway. But literally, we've dropped a dollar in wheat. So.
Yep.
Yeah, so what we had today, the wheat market, by the way, was just so oversold. I mean, that's a pretty historic drop, right? You just don't see that happen very much in the ag markets. Wheat literally was a dollar lower in 3 weeks, and we talked about that on Sunday night. There was not a real good reason for it either. It's just the funds decided to start selling everything. I think they got pessimistic about the China trade agreement. So to preface this, wheat had started rallying a little bit prior to this testimony, right? But, I don't know, like you mentioned, as Secretary Lighthizer, he's the main trade representative. He's kind of like the China hawk, right? Like he has been so adamantly aggressive against China all along these trade negotiations. If you remember back a week or two, he was the one that kind of grilled the start of a rally to begin with, where he came out and said, yeah, no, we're miles apart between this negotiation between the United States and China. Well, he had some congressional testimony that was not even related to China, but obviously, everybody that's in Congress is particularly from, the Midwest and the Farm Belt is getting calls, right? I mean, it's a bad deal right now. And so the testimony, the questioning kind of shifted to China, even though that wasn't the main focus of this testimony. And he was very, optimistic about a trade agreement happening. He said it can happen within a couple weeks. There's a couple final things to hammer out. He felt at least implied that those final couple issues would be able to be, negotiated to our advantage, to the United States' advantage. And the market took that news, and, that's really when you poured some fuel on the fire. We talked about this. The funds have such a huge short position. And it's, early March, and it's kind of not the right time for the funds to have this large of a short position. So that news really sparked the stock market, traded both sides today, but then had kind of a late rally. We took, caught fire. That was probably, didn't have much to do with China. I think we just took the wheat market too far to the downside, and the funds started buying that. We had a report this morning from CONAB, which is kind of the equivalent of the USDA in Brazil. They had a crop estimate of 113.5 million metric tons. The most recent USDA estimate was 116.5. So that was on the low side of expectations. That kind of put a little bit of buying interest in the bean market. Corn was a follower. I've been talking a lot here, but part of the issue with corn, a lot of people are saying, well, wheat's up 22, 23 cents, and corn's only up, a couple. What's the deal? Well, you have to understand that there's a lot of spread trading that goes on in these markets, too, speculatively. Lots and lots of spread trading. volume because when you trade a spread, you can still, for example, here's a spread trade. They would be short wheat and long corn. That still gives you the profile of short wheat, but the margin is less, like 50% less roughly. So you can put more money to work that way, having that spread in place. So people are scratching their heads saying, well, wheat was up 22, why was corn only up, you know, a minimal amount? It's like waves of money flowing in and flowing out of the market, because I think what happened was finally these big spec pools and funds were exiting spreads. And what you have to do to exit that position is you buy wheat and you sell corn, because they had that on as a spread kind of as a proxy to be short wheat. And what that does is artificially cap the corn market. So I think a key to this tomorrow, Thursday, Friday would be when that spread, when they stop unwinding that, corn will catch up. And assuming we don't just reverse lower, corn's got some catching up to the upside. And I think by the end of the week, if we keep getting good news, corn's going to end up and have a good week here. So a lot going on. You know, we'll see. You know, I mean, the history has been that tomorrow somebody's going to come out and give something negative on the trade perspective. But it does look like that we are getting really close, because Secretary Lighthizer, you know, he's pretty optimistic. And that's the first time through this whole deal for months and months and months that he said that.
Yep. Okay, so another thing that's going on here, I think that's probably playing a little bit of effect in the day is, so out here in my neck of the woods, we're having Snowmageddon 2019, and we're going to have this massive epic blizzard of, you know, 65-mile-an-hour winds and 18 inches of snow and so on and so forth. And they've talked it up enough that it's probably not going to happen now, so they've jinxed it. But, you know, I think looking at your neck of the woods, I mean, it's rainstorm after rainstorm after rainstorm, and you're talking earlier here, you said it was raining today and it wasn't supposed to till tomorrow. So, I mean, talk about the weather now. I mean, we've got to have some, especially with the amount of snow that we have on the ground still in some pretty key areas on top of the oversaturated ground with rain, there's got to be some play on the weather right now.
Yeah, that might be part of it. The market, it doesn't matter what time frame you're in, you know, whether it's planting, pollination, harvest delays, the market has a really tough time digesting this. And it just seems like, for lack of a better term, it doesn't matter until, you know, it matters. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, God, there's a problem. We've got to react. So you're starting to see that as well. And you hit the nail on the head. I mean, it doesn't matter where you're at. It's been bad since September.
Right.
And so the trend's your friend, and that hasn't changed yet. I don't care if you're down. I mean, probably the only area that's maybe on a normal pace would be kind of like East Texas.
Okay.
And hopefully you don't have many listeners from East Texas. I mean, I'm not trying to run them under the bus, but that's such a small percentage of the national corn crop. But they are on pace. There's people finishing up planting. They should be. They might be a little bit delayed, but, you know, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, super wet. Here, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, it's just been a brutal winter. Not as bad as you. I'm not trying to say we've had, you know, put us in the gauge of we're any worse than you guys are up in the Dakotas, okay? But it's been super cold, coldest winter we've had in 20 years. And it's supposed to get up to 60 tomorrow, the next 2 days, actually. But, like you said, I'm obviously doing this in my car. It's spitting rain right now. That's 24 hours early. We're going to get more rain. We just got an inch and a half of rain. It's actually 1.8 inches over the weekend. We got more coming today, tomorrow. Lows are still getting down into the 20s. I talked to a guy that does a lot of tile work. There's 18 inches of frost on the ground. That's not even talking about out your way, right? Where there's 2 to 5 inches of snow on the ground, another foot to two coming. It's been brutally cold. it looks like in the forecast there's going to be a warm-up where all the snow melts at once, right? Which creates flooding. All the snow on the ground is the equivalent of another, 4 to 8 inches of rain on right. top of what you got, and then it creates flooding. It is the worst fall we've had in 15 years, and it looks like it's one of the worst starts to a spring we've had in, I don't know, 10 years plus, maybe longer, and it's still ongoing and developing, but point being here, the weather is starting to matter. So, you know, we talked about that on Sunday. The funds have a record short in corn, massive shorts. All we need is a spark, whether that's weather or China. And if those happen at the same time, or relatively speaking at the same time, this thing, you know, you want to talk about volatility. We've been going nowhere for 9 months, and we've talked about this on the podcast too. You get these big, you know, sideways, narrow trading ranges, all that means is you're building up energy for a big, big move. And you're about to see a lot of volatility. We've already seen an increase in volatility. And you're, you know, I think, fortunately, about to see an expansion of that, hopefully to the upside, because that's what we need at this point. We're all set up for it. See a couple things go right. The weather is not cooperating. And it sounds like, according to some of the testimony today, that we're really close within a couple weeks, you know, not days and hours, but within 2 to 3 weeks of having this deal with China done. And they're still talking about massive purchases of a lot of different ag products. And that could be a total rewrite of what we're used to. And a game changer, but let's keep our fingers crossed that it's for the better.
Okay. Well, like you said there, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of moving parts right now, more moving parts than we've had in a while, and it sounds like things are going to kind of start heading that way. I read a lot of articles about what do you do when corn gets to 390 and then all these different numbers start popping up. So obviously a plan is a huge part of that. If guys want to work on a plan or have a plan in place, if they want you to take a look at how to do that, Chip.
Yeah, the best way is just give us a call, 309-550-7213.
Uh-oh.
We'd love the chip. There's going to be volatility. You got to be ready and willing to execute. And to do that, you got to have a plan. So we'd love to chat with you. Just give us a call.
Right on, Chip. Hit that phone number one more time. Cut out on you a little bit.
Yeah, so 309-550-7213 is our office number, and we'd love to no obligations, talk to you about your plan and give you some ideas on how to better execute that plan.
Right on. All right, Chip, take care of yourself. We'll talk to you on Sunday, and have a good rest of this week, man.
All right, you too. Hopefully you survived the blizzard here. It sounds like it's going to be the equivalent of a Category 2 hurricane.
Yes, so that's what I heard.
Hopefully you don't have to travel and you batten down the hatches.
Snowmageddon, man. The way I heard on the news today, the world's ending tonight. So this might be our last time we ever get to talk, Chip.
Hopefully you got some, pork and beans and some fuel for the generator. Mm-hmm. And but seriously, you know, it's bad weather. And should be thinking about planting right now. We're talking about, you know, mid-March blizzard of epic proportions. So it's not a good start to the growing season here. That's
yep.
To say the least.
Especially with the guys out calving right now. I mean, there's a lot of that going on. So that makes it even worse on top of everything else.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that. Cattle got hammered today, and I think it was just some of this money rotation. The funds have the opposite reaction, right? The grain were higher because funds have a massive short position. They're just uber long in the cattle market. So cattle had kind of an ugly day. But we have had a lot of, it's a futures market, and so the market had a lot of that digested into the cattle market. And it spreads, right? Finally, you're going to get a little good news on hogs. Hogs have been a lot like wheat. Hogs rallied sharply higher today, and as a spread, you know, long cattle, short hogs, the opposite side of that, to exit it is to sell cattle. So, you know, this thing has a lot of moving parts to it, but, you know, it's always interesting. It's part of the reason I love the business is it's like a 3D puzzle and a 4D puzzle. You never have all the right pieces that fit together.
Okay, so on that topic, though, so with some good news coming out of China, did the hog market have a rally?
I did. Yeah, hogs have had a, I mean, quietly, and this is crazy, quietly, a $10 rally off the lows in hogs,
oh, wow,
which they've dropped so far that, you know, in a short amount of time, less than 2 weeks, you rallied essentially $10 in hogs. So as you rally, the funds have been heavy shorts in hogs. They're buying back their hogs. And again, like the correlation we saw earlier or talked about earlier, where the funds are short wheat, long corn, because it's a capital, it's a money game to them, because the market, they can put more leverage money to work at that. So if they want to be short hogs, they can do more of that by being short hogs, long cattle. That's worked really well for them. And now they're coming out of it. So that means selling cattle, buying hogs. You know, cattle were down, I think, 220, 230 in April today. Hogs were triple digits higher. Had a $10 rally in hogs the last 10 trading sessions. So, I mean, this money flows in and out of these markets at lightning speed, and it creates this volatility, and you just got to be ready for it.
Yep. So, all right. So, one more time, folks working on a plan, they got a plan they want to work on, and they want to get a hold of you, Chip, how to do that.
Yeah, just call us, 309-550-7213. We'd love to chat with you. And no obligations. We're not, you know, heavy sales pressure. But we are passionate about helping farmers out right now. It's kind of a bad deal out there right now, to say the least. It's a critical time frame. And you've got to have a plan. And a plan can mean the difference between making money and not making money. And so we'd love to chat with you.
All right, Chip. Well, have a good one. We'll talk to you on Sunday, and maybe you should think about getting a rowboat. That way you don't have to worry about the rain so much.
There you go. I got some snowmobiles packed up in case you need me to bring you some bourbon and cheese. I'll be like the St. Bernard.
Feel free to bring bourbon and cheese anytime, regardless of the weather. That'd be fine.
T-bones and bourbon and a snowmobile, right?
Yeah, I'm in. Just sounds just anytime you want to do that, that's great.
Let me know if you need me to rescue you.
I'll send my carrier pigeon over to you. That way we can make it all work.
All right. Send
buddy.
Me the signal. I'll be there.
All right. Take care.
All right. I'll see you Sunday.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Bye. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Moving Iron Podcast, now part of the Global Ag Network. If you'd like to continue any of these conversations, you can hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Moving Iron LLC. You can also send me an email at Moving Iron Podcast at MovingIronPodcast.com. You can also visit the Moving Iron Podcast YouTube channel and watch Market Roundup with Chip Mellinger, Sean Hackett, and Angie Setzer. Also, Tax News with Glenn Birnbaum. Please visit MovingIronLLC.com. Here you can find information, details, and updates for the 2019 Moving Iron Summit in Nashville, Tennessee. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can leave a review and subscribe at iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, and GlobalAgNetwork.com. So until next time, let's go move some iron. This is Casey Seymour. Out.
Moving iron in the 21st century. Hardworking people working hard for you and me. Moving iron time and time again. Through the years you'll find a scene.